Actually, it's just reading every day, everywhere. Like, I would pick up a book from the library that I was interested in, and then that book would stick with me until I finished with it. And I would sometimes read it. It's like, I would take up a book, and then I'd read it during class, read it during break, and read it while I was riding my bicycle and on the ferry back home. Yeah.
Since when have you been developing this habit?
Well, actually since primary school, because I used to read a lot, and I would just close myself off from the real world and just stay holed up in the library and read. That is until computers started becoming mainstream, and then the internet was where, you know, everybody got information. And then the habit kind of slowly started to wear off, and you know, I was just using the internet to search out what books I wanted, and then, you know, paperback books were no longer what I really needed. It was the internet that could allow me to access information. And yeah.
Since when did you switch to the internet?
Primary 6 was when I started changing. That was when computers started to, you know, we started learning how to use computers. Mm-hmm.
Were there particular types of books that you were fond of?
Oh, I love fantasy books.
Fantasy books.
I love to read about heroes going off on quests to save the world and stuff like that, in a fantasy world. I also like to read biological books. Books on biology, I'd say. Right, right, yeah.
Since when have you been reading about biology?
In secondary, first or second, something like that, when we started to really study science and understand, you know, physics, chemistry, and biology, and I took an interest in biology.
It's because of the curriculum that you started reading biology?
Well, yes, partly because of that.
Why were you interested in biology?
Because it became, I mean, it's just, it's very relevant to everyday life, and I mean, how cells work and how what nutrients do and how everything affects our body and the welfare of our body, right? How we can be healthy, what we should and shouldn't do for our bodies to heal faster and stuff like that. It was interesting for me to read about.
Were those textbooks or extracurricular reading?
Textbooks and extracurricular reading.
How serious were the extracurricular ones?
Mostly because textbooks are for you to study and read, so they were pretty serious. And actually, a lot of them included kind of like mini test quizzes that you could do after you finish reading one chapter or something like that. So I tried to do those and failed miserably.
Anything else for a first question? Well, maybe we'll go to the second one.
Most memorable English reading experience. Actually, in my secondary school, we had this thing called a reading week, and just this whole week we would be sponsored to read. We would ask people to sponsor us, you know, an amount of money, and we would read the book and finish it. And at the end of the week, like on Friday, we would dress up as our favorite book characters. And I remember one year I dressed up as Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer, right. The guy in a straw hat, and he likes to chew on the grass, the long grass, from the village, farm boy. It was quite, that was memorable for me. Yeah. And I remember I won a prize for being one of the well-dressed characters, chocolate bar. Right.
How exactly did you dress?
I remember it was khaki shorts, and those, it's called Spencer's. Mm-hmm. Spencer's, just a white, plain white t-shirt and boots, straw hat, and I would go around school eating and chewing on a piece of grass.
Well, in case we can't transcribe it, could you spell the name of the book?
The book, I think it's Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
I can't quite recall, but the name of the character was Tom Sawyer, T-O-M, mm-hmm. space S-A-W-Y-E-R.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Right. You mentioned sponsorship. How exactly did it work?
Oh, it was just, you have a piece of paper and you would go around asking people, how would you sponsor me to read a book? And they'd say, okay, I'd sponsor you $10. And they'd write $10. And after the reading finished, we'd go back to them and ask for the money that they owed.
Interesting. What was the money spent on?
No idea.
What did you spend it on?
No, it's not for personal use. It's actually for the school. So they probably for their own, to develop facilities or maybe for some kind of charity, maybe.
So it's kind of like fundraising.
It's fundraising, right?
Interesting.
Yes.